In Iraq, more grim news this Independence Day. A roadside bomb apparently intended for a U.S. convoy killed three Iraqis and wounded four others. On the phone from Baghdad, I have Chief Warrant Officer John Lambrecht from Fort Lewis, Washington. He's a C-12 cargo plane pilot in Baghdad. And welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
And what exactly are you doing over there?
Right now, I work in what's called the Rescue Coordination Center. As a matter of fact, our controllers that work there are involved in any sort of isolation incident. So if there's for example, a helicopter has an engine problem, has to land in the middle of nowhere, we would coordinate or try to coordinate for the rescue and security of that element. And we might also be involved in any sort of incidents regarding hostages or other isolated persons and trying to recover those folks to friendly forces.
Well, how is July 4th being marked over there? Is it being celebrated?
It's being celebrated in a pretty low-key way. Of course, we didn't have any fireworks because that would be kind of counterintuitive to what we do here. But we had a little bit of a ceremony here in the Al-Fa Palace, and we had a nice cake, a little bit of a speech by the commander. And we've all sort of recognized it as we've seen the decorations in our mess facility, in the gymnasium, and here in the palace where we work.
How long have you been there?
I've only been here a week. This is actually my first trip over. I'm a volunteer. I have yet to serve in the desert, and I figured it was about my time. So I volunteered to come over and relieve a guy who's been here for 6 months already.
President Bush said today the U.S. will stay in Iraq until the fight is done. What is your response to that?
Personally, I think it's the right thing to do. That's part of the reason I volunteered. I mean, I'm a fairly idealistic person. I was raised that way. My whole background and family history is definitely along those lines. I feel like we're doing the right thing here to get these folks set up to where they can take care of themselves and read the documents of the Founding Fathers. It's kind of ironic that we're talking about it on Independence Day. I believe those guys had it right, you know, when you look at the starts of our government. And I think maybe we can help these folks get started in their way, too. May not be the exact same way as ours, but they need the opportunity to select it themselves.
Is there anything that you miss about celebrating the 4th back home in Washington State?
Absolutely. Of course, I miss my wife, Teresa, and my sons, August and Gunner. I would love to be with them today and celebrating. That, of course, would be the best way to do it. Having the fireworks and having it out over the lake, big picnic, maybe a big family gathering. But the commitment I have to what I'm doing here is well worth the 1 year that I'll spend here. And I'll be concentrating those efforts while I'm here.
Chief Warrant Officer John Lambrecht is a C-12 cargo plane pilot and works in Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Good talking to you, Madeline. Take care.